This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper, and I've been getting so much email on this subject. I'm going to revisit it. It's something that I've talked about a little bit on this podcast before, but I want to go a little bit deeper into it because I think it's something that's going to help you. A lot of people have asked me, why are you doing Big Podcast Daily? Why a daily podcast? That sounds like it's a lot of work. And the answer is, yes, it is a lot of work. You got to think of episode topics. You got to outline episodes. You've got to record episodes, you edit episodes, and publish episodes. There's a lot, as you know, to getting out a podcast. So why am I doing one 7 days a week? When I was growing up, I was born in Nashville, Tennessee. And like a lot of people from Nashville, Tennessee, I play guitar. And there's a musical concept. It's known as woodshedding. And woodshedding is actually an old jazz term. Jazz, if you don't know this, it's one of the few styles of music that was invented in the United States. Certainly one of the longest lasting styles of music from the United States. And when it was invented, this is when we were an agricultural society. I want you to imagine this. This is when people would chop wood, and in the back of their houses, they would store that wood. That was known as a woodshed. As a side note, something related to this, you may have heard somebody refer to his guitar as an axe. That comes from the same time period. Jazz musicians refer to their instruments as axes. And how do you chop wood? You chop it with an axe. And the concept is this. You've got that shed. You've got a small room. And that's where you go. In isolation, you do this alone. And you practice. Every art has its workshop. It has the place where the artist goes to do his work. And in podcasting, that's a studio. So if you want to get better, you spend more time in the studio, spend more time in the woodshed, in that isolation, doing the work that you need to do in order for you to get better. So that's exactly why I'm doing Big Podcast Daily, because it forces me to think of new ideas. It forces me to outline episodes. It forces me to get in the studio and record podcasts. Then I've got to edit them. Then I've got to publish them. And I've mentioned this here before. I'm going to mention it again. If you really want to get good, you need to edit your own podcast. There is nothing like editing your own podcast to get very clear on the problems you have as a host. There's nothing better for improving your hosting than doing your own editing. Now, will I record Big Podcast Daily forever? I doubt it. My commitment is to do it through the end of next year. By that time, I have at least 400 episodes. Will I keep going? Yeah, maybe. That's what I tend to do. Start something and I never quit. Talked on yesterday's episode about the McRib and the marketing behind McRib. Something you might want to know is that I'm a vegetarian. Never had a McRib. And how did I become a vegetarian? My sister is vegetarian. Didn't want her to one-up me. Started it right then. Never quit. When I make the commitment, it's on. So yeah, I'm going to do this through the end of next year. We'll probably keep on going. If you want to follow the journey, this is how to do it. One, subscribe to this podcast. Go to Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Search for Big Podcast Daily. Hit the subscribe button. Also, I've got a newsletter. It's got tips on how to grow your audience, build more rapport with your audience, and have impact. That is available at bigpodcast.com. Sign up for that. I've got some stuff there that I'm going to send you that I don't talk about here on this podcast. So do one or both of those things. Let's keep in touch. You can follow the journey of Big Podcast Daily. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode.